More testing and contact tracing will be critical to getting the country moving again. We're not there yet. Still, President Trump wants Americans to go back to work in phases. Will that approach still protect public health? Mark Lipsitch is an epidemiologist at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. So the president last night announced a three-phase plan to open the country for business, so to speak. It's a plan that relies on regional and local conditions and expertise. What do you make of that approach?
There are components of it that are really good. The first component being that it's phased, and so it's not trying to reopen everything at once, which would be not safe. The second is that it does call for using data to guide it. And the third is that the first stage is a relatively conservative, cautious level of reopening. So those are all good features. I'm more than a little concerned about some other features of it. For example, there is no mention anywhere in the materials I read of a plan for what happens if we make a mistake, what happens if we open up too much and start to get a resurgence. It's a sort of sunny projection of here's how we're going to start turning all the lights back on again without any kind of consideration of how we would know if we had gone too far.
As far as letting the data guide the determination for turning the lights back on, as you say, one of the criticisms is that the plan doesn't really describe how to acquire that solid data. Testing would provide that data, and isn't testing still our Achilles heel in the U.S.?
Indeed. I think both that we are handicapped by our lack of good testing, both serological and virological testing, a continuing problem that's been exacerbated by federal delays. And the second piece is that the idea of 2 weeks of declining cases as a trigger, that's not good enough, in part because the reporting delays for cases are so long, due again to testing limitations, among other problems, that we're just beginning to learn really what happened 2 weeks ago because the case reports are sort of stabilizing. But last week's cases are still, the numbers are still going up because we're getting more reports in. So 2 weeks is just not enough for that reason, and also because we need to get cases down, not just sort of flattening, but really a lot down from the levels that we consider dangerous in order to think that we can afford to allow a little bit more spread.
So every country's trying to weigh the tension between protecting public health and people making a living. Are other countries also seeing 2 weeks as a gold standard of sorts, and why or why not?
I mean, I think, in fact, what's going to happen is there are going to be various experiments around the world and probably around the country with opening up at different phases and opening up to different degrees. It's really important to understand that returning to normal, real normal, while we still have a majority of the population susceptible, is not an option. It may be for a period of time, but if there are infectious people and the majority of the population is still susceptible, as it is probably in virtually every place in the world, when you return to normal levels of social activity, there is going to be more transmission and the number of cases is going to grow. And one of the things that's been difficult is to get clear in people's minds that it's not the peak. There's not one peak to an epidemic. There's potentially multiple peaks, and those occur when you keep most of the population susceptible by successful control and then let down that control. So this is a long-term issue. It's not a single shot and we're done.
Mark Lipsitch is an epidemiologist at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health and director of their Center for Communicable Disease Dynamics. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.